Good morning. Who wants to sing a song? Okay, good. Who has a song to sing? Who wants to give one out? We have a hymn sheet here, and it'd be easiest if you look at one on the back sheet here. Okay? Number five. Okay, that's on the front. Christ is the Savior of sinners. Okay, let's sing number five. Oh, wait, five. That's Oh Happy Day. Good thing I looked again. Oh Happy Day. Okay, who has another song to sing? On the back page, we have Sunday school songs, if you want to look at that. Okay, Lillian?
Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus Loves Me. That's number 40, and it is on the back page. Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me.
about one more song for now, and we can sing some more later? You already gave one out, Rosemary, so let's give somebody else a chance. Didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm so used to you being the only one. I'm sorry.
45.
Number 45. Huh. Can you read that for us?
No.
It says song in previous printing not included because of copyright considerations. Oops. You want to pick another one? I don't know that song either. It's Two Little Eyes? How about that? Well, we can probably remember it. I can start it and someone else can keep it going. Two little eyes. Thank you, Abigail. That was an interesting song, you know, because okay. That's an interesting song because you know what? We just talked to the Lord Jesus. It's a prayer what we just sang. We just prayed and said, Lord, I think we started with eyes? And ears, and I can't remember what came next. Feet, and hands, and a heart, and a tongue. And we said, Lord, take these and let them be obedient. Now, who knows what obedient means? Okay.
Listening to what someone tells you to do.
Listening to what someone tells you to do.
Yes.
Yeah. And acting like you listened. Let's see now. But did I say that was the last song for now? I can't remember. I did. Okay. All right. Let's not do the verse yet. I want to tell a story. Who likes stories?
Me.
Me too. And I like telling stories too. Just a few days ago, we were traveling. And we were traveling so long that we didn't get to where we were going, so we had to get a hotel. Who likes to stay in a hotel? Why do you like to stay in a hotel? There's a pool. You too? The paper. Oh, yes, there's notepads to write on. Any other reasons you like to stay in a hotel? I like the waffles. Yep, pancakes are good. We don't get those very often at our house. Well, I cook the breakfast.
I like the waffles, too.
Yeah. Well, this one was a motel. It's a little bit different than a hotel. And they didn't serve breakfast there. But we were really happy to find this motel because it was getting sort of late and we knew we needed to find someplace quick. And we were very happy to find it. Yeah, you have to be quiet right now, Rosemary. All right, wait for a turn. So we found this place. And we went and got some supper, and it was good. And we came back, and we got the kids in bed. And, in fact, I got in bed. And I wasn't asleep yet. My wife was just tidying up a few things, and she reached over and tapped my foot, sort of insistent-like. tap, tap, tap. I looked at her, and she had a look on her face. What does that mean when I do that with my finger? What's that mean? Okay. Yeah. And she looked like she meant it. So I got up. And I stood beside her. And I looked where she was looking. And what do you think I saw?
What? I don't know.
No, you don't know. We made sure you didn't know. Any guesses from the kids? It was down on the floor, and it had a little antenna like this, and it was crawling towards my wife. It was a bug. Do you know what kind of bug?
No.
No? Any guesses? It wasn't a spider. Nope. You think you know what it is? A centipede. Nope. The good guess. Okay.
Firefly.
Oh, way to turn, Rosemary. Go ahead.
Ant?
It wasn't an ant. Nope.
A firefly.
It wasn't a firefly. Rosemary, go ahead and sit on your seat.
A ladybug?
Nope. I meant to bring a picture here this morning. I don't know if anyone could pull up a picture of a German cockroach on their phone so I can show it around. I'd appreciate that. So there was a cockroach crawling towards my wife. And suddenly, I didn't feel as comfortable. A cockroach is a bug. And I don't know that they're necessarily, I mean, they don't bite. They have a bad reputation. Let's see here. Uncle Phil, would you like me to bring a German cockroach into your home?
I wouldn't mind, but my wife would really have a problem with that.
Huh. How about you, Aunt Anna? Would you like me to? No? Okay. I've got one here. If it disappears, what do I do? All right. So here's a picture of what was crawling towards my wife. And I stood right next to her. Bravely. Yeah. Would you like that to crawl towards you? Thank you. So, if one was crawling towards your wife, Uncle Phil, what would you do?
Probably scare it away.
My wife was trying to scare it away. And usually, they're pretty scared, but that one wasn't. I stepped on it, too. It wasn't acceptable to have it there. I'm sorry, but I wasn't okay with there being a cockroach right in the same room as me, really. And is there anyone here that really would prefer to have a whole bunch of cockroaches in the same bedroom as them? Is that what they look for? Anyone here? Is there anyone here that, you know, if they knew there were cockroaches in their home, that would just do nothing about it? Who here would try to get cockroaches out of their home if it was in their home? Huh. That's very interesting. Is there anyone here that likes cockroaches? Yeah. You know what? We didn't just see one. We started looking. And then I saw marks on the wall where other people had found them lots of times before. There were a lot of them. And our kids were already down, and so we started zipping everything up, and the the closet got full of things that were hanging, and the bathroom got stuff hanging off of all sorts of stuff that would make it difficult for things to get to, and some things went out into the van, and we didn't sleep real well that night. You know, when people are around cockroaches, they generally aren't comfortable. They don't like them. They are dirty. They leave a lot of mess. And then they get lots of them. And if people know you have cockroaches in your home, sometimes they don't want to come. We were worried about cockroaches getting into our bags and coming home with us. So we were very careful. To separate ourselves from them. We left that motel, and we're not planning on going back again. I'm sorry. It seemed like a nice motel, but we're not planning on going back. We decided that. Now, it seems like everybody else here pretty much understands why we don't want to go back to that motel. We don't want those bugs in our luggage. We don't want those bugs in our home. So, just remembering that, let's say the verse. Okay? Who is ready to say the verse? First, how about we just... Good, you look it up. Let's look it up. I think it's in Romans. That's right. Romans 3, the end of 22 and verse 23. I'm going to read it. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23. Okay. I've been given permission to use this thing if anybody else wants to. Who's ready to say the verse?
Me.
Okay. How about we start over here?
All have sinned and come short of the... No, there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Good job. Anybody else over here? You can think about it. Okay?
There is no difference, for all have come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
You want to try it one more time?
There is no difference, for all have come...
All have sinned.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Good job. Anybody else? Oh, sorry, didn't see your hand, Lillian, sorry.
There is no difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:22 and 23.
Good job. Okay. Anybody else thought about it? Okay. Now, I told a story about cockroaches. Some of them were big, and some of them were teeny tiny. Yeah. But they were all cockroaches. I didn't even want a little one. I didn't want any in my bags or to come home to my house. Now, our verse today was, there is no difference. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, some of us are just teeny tiny. And some of us are pretty big. There you go. But we have all, what? Sinned. That's right. Even though, Rosemary, you're small and I'm big, you have sinned and I have sinned. You have sinned and I have sinned. There is no difference. We have all sinned. There is a difference. You're small and I'm big. But when we look at the question of, but are we sinners? There isn't a difference. All have sinned. Is there anyone here that has not sinned? Anybody at all? Can you think of anyone you know that hasn't sinned? You think you know someone who hasn't sinned? Okay, tell us. That's right. Has he come short of the glory of God? No. So this verse is not talking about him. But when we talk about the rest of us, all of us have sinned. And you know, just like, well, not just like, but we look at the example of when we were in that room and we saw that cockroach, we didn't want to be there anymore. We took our bags and we zipped them up and we hung them very carefully and then we got them out as soon as we could. God looks at sin and he is holy. He is separate. He can't let sin in his presence. Rosemary, get on your seat, please. God cannot have sin in his presence. We looked at that cockroach and, ugh. God is holy. He's separate. We separated ourselves from those bugs. And God is separate from sin. And it says here, we have all sinned. Does God want to be separate from us? Somebody raise their hand and tell me. Does God want to be separate from us? You've answered a lot of questions, and so have you, Rosemary. How about somebody else? Does God want to be separate from us? How about you? What do you think? Does God want to be separate from us? No, he doesn't. But all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. He can't have sin in his presence. But he doesn't want to be separate from us. What has God done? What has God done so that he can have us in his presence? Lillian, what do you think? He doesn't want. He can't have sin in his presence. He's holy. He's separate from sin. What has God done? Can you tell me a little bit of what God has done? Did he do anything? Did he send anyone? God sent his son, didn't he? What's his son's name?
Jesus.
That's right. God sent his son, Jesus. And when we talk about Jesus, what did Jesus do to help us get to heaven? You can ask somebody to help you. You think he can help you? Yeah? He was on the cross, wasn't he? On the cross, the Lord Jesus suffered and he died and he shed his blood. He paid the price to wash us clean. The Bible says that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, God's son, cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses. Let's see. What does cleanse mean? You can ask somebody to help if you want. But this cleanse, when it says the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin, what does cleanse mean?
It washes it away.
That's right. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, washes away, cleanses us, cleans us from all sin. So the Bible tells us that all have sinned. There's no difference. All of us have sinned. But it also tells us that Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanses us from sin. And if I've had my sin washed away, if there's no more sin, if God looks at me and sees no sin, Can he welcome me into his presence? Yeah. You know, that example of those cockroaches, I'm not sure what to do with that, because there's no way I want those cockroaches in my house. But God, he looks at us and he says, I love these people, but they're sinners. And I can't have them in my house covered with sin. And so God sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, so that all of us filthy with sin could be washed clean. Well, there's another verse that I know a lot of you have learned. It's John 3:16. Who can raise their hand and quote it for me? You go ahead and find it. Who wants to raise their hand and tell me that verse? Do you want to quote it, Rosemary?
Yeah.
Okay.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Good job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You know what? I didn't love those cockroaches. I have to admit it. I didn't. But God loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I wasn't going to give my daughter to save those cockroaches. God gave his Son to save you, even though you didn't deserve to be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's the Son of God, trust him and what he did on the cross to save us from our sin, we'll be saved and made clean. And a holy God, a God that's separate from sin, can have us with him, because cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are holy also. Okay, now I think we have a few more minutes to sing, do we, or are we out of time? Okay, all right, let's sing some more. Who has a song? Number 46. All right.
Glad to
Number 44.
Into a tent where a gypsy. Story revealed o'er and o'er.
Okay, how about one more song? One more song. Okay.
A builder song.
A builder song? Okay.
In the house and out of
doors,
start over again. Somebody that knows how it goes. Good. Is that how it starts, in the house and out of doors?
And out of doors, chopping wood, mending, I can do, I'll do.